Welcome to Roscoe's House of Chips, brought to you by Scroguard, your first line of defense against nasty pussy. Statement made is false.
What's up, D-Man?
Yeah, what's going on?
We have a couple of fun guests with us today.
We do, but really quick, I just showered recently, so my cock and balls are clean. I just wanted to throw that out there. So, continue.
They don't smell clean from here, man.
No, you're smelling kitty litter. I just changed it.
I don't believe it.
And I tried shitting in it. It does not work with human shit that well.
No.
Yeah.
You just get your shit all over your hands.
Well, plus my balls dropped in it. You know what I'm saying?
Your balls hang that low?
Oh, dude, I've got man balls.
Do your balls hang low? Do they wobble to and fro?
Yeah.
Can you tie them in a knot?
Seriously?
Can you tie them in a bow?
You guys hear this shit?
That's right.
All right. Do some introductions.
So Wade is with us again this week. Say hi, Wade.
Hey, what's up?
And we also have Wade's buddy, Christian.
Hola.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, Christian and I have known each other, oh man, since we were 12.
We were kids.
Yeah. Long-ass time ago. Long-ass time.
So, best friends.
So.
Now, is there any family in relation here?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Ah. No,
well,
no,
with you, yeah, no, that's a very viable question, because with Wade, we always got
to
ask.
Well, I didn't mean that to be an asshole. It was just a question.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, do people even acknowledge your existence with your fro?
I think you were supposed to be an asshole.
Oh, all right, I take it back.
Sorry.
Yep.
I had to
sipping on some KCCO Black Lager.
It's good
first
shit.
First time I met Wade, we were supposed to fight or something. No, that was Joe. Supposed to fight somebody, but you were in on it too, weren't you, Wade?
I was always in on the instigation of fights. Always.
God, with Darwin, remember Darwin?
Yeah, I remember Darwin.
Yeah.
So is that how you guys met? Is Christian, you were supposed to fight Wade? Is that what I heard?
No, we were actually on the same side. I was supposed to fight somebody else, but it was just God. We were dumb kids.
We lived in the ghetto. I lived in the ghetto, and
you
I
lived in the ghetto. I lived in Clifton, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Clifton
I lived
is
in the ghetto, and
yeah. Clifton is the
Clifton is still ghetto. It's not just as ghetto.
Oh.
It has 32 and an 8-ball road.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
That road.
I have no idea where
shit.
That is. What are you shitting on?
Utah.
There?
My God. No, we were supposed to go out and fight in the middle of a field for some weird-ass reason. I can't remember why. Darwin was pissed off at somebody. Something. Anyway.
I said something
this
stupid that got somebody mad at us.
That's not surprising.
Yeah.
So, have you guys ever...
I pissed him off.
Have you guys ever fought each other? And if so,
no.
Who won?
No.
No, we're not big fighters. Like, Christian and I have just never been big fighters. But speaking of fighters, there's a picture that Cody has, Dave and Christian, that I want to get my hands on.
Oh, fuck you, Wade.
I want to hear
the
this.
The guys at work were helping him move once, and they found a picture of him. Now, I hope I described this correct, because that's what the way it was described to me. Was
you never saw it, did you?
I never did, but everybody else told me about it, and I want to see this picture.
Is that not the one where you're looking at Joe's ass? That one?
Oh, fuck you. We'll get in that one later. So,
yeah.
Anyways, Cody's dressed in a karate gi, and he's doing some weird karate stance. And then,
I was in
like,
Taekwondo,
in whole,
motherfuckers.
And then in a whole fucking like 80s, 90s type fashion, they have his face superimposed on the side of it, looking at himself in this karate pose.
No.
That's what
dude,
they
I
said
love
it was.
Those pictures,
it's,
man.
It's totally Karate Kid-esque, okay?
Right.
You got my profile, it's the background, and in the foreground, I'm standing there with a pair of nunchucks just ready to kick some ass. Yeah, that's right.
I want the fucking picture.
You
How
won't
much
get
will
the fucking picture.
To put on Facebook?
And here, okay. Would this picture get himself beaten up? Because if so, we're posting that now.
No, it's not going to get me beat up, because people are going to try, but I know Taekwondo, and I'll kick some fuckers' asses. That's right.
Ong Yong, heaven and earth, 19 moves, cross pattern. You ever do that stuff?
Finish him!
So, yeah.
Oh, I love it. Taekwondo, man.
What is this picture about you looking at somebody's ass, Wade?
Oh, dude. So they're at a lake top, right? And they're just chilling at a lake top with some other girl, right? He literally has a girl standing right next to him. Wade does, right? And
yeah.
Joe, my buddy Joe, he's kind of fun and crazy, too. He pulled down his pants and was mooning the camera. And Wade was just staring like it was the second coming of God or something. It was very cool. Very cool picture.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was a picture of me staring at Joe's ass. That's what it was. It's a cool picture for you guys.
So no, that's an awesome picture.
If I can get my hands on that picture we posted on Facebook, you can get the karate one, right?
Agreed. You got to get yours up there first, though. Agreed.
All right,
let me
call Scotty. I know he's got it, man.
Joe's got that picture?
Scott does.
Oh, fuck yeah. So you get it from Scotty, and we'll get Cody's picture of the Karate Kid, because this picture, from what everybody was telling me at work when they helped Cody move, it just made everybody's fucking day.
I had to fucking hide that picture. People were trying to take photos of it and shit.
Dude, embrace the celebrity it was bringing you.
Well, I am now.
Out of curiosity, man.
You can't give. Okay, here's the thing about celebrity, Dave.
You're interrupting, asshole.
You can't give them everything, or there would be no reason for paparazzi, right?
Right, but okay, just keep doing shit to bring on more paparazzi.
That's true. It's true. Like the afro.
Now, are you going to quit interrupting your friends?
Is that an actual taekwondo picture, like one of those "I want a medal" pictures type thing, or?
Yeah, I was part of the Black Belt Club, motherfuckers. That's right, Black Belt. And,
okay.
I'm trying to make it sound more badass than it actually is, Christian. Come on. And it was one of those, you know, they just wanted to show me being badass and everything. So, you know,
that
people come to my house.
Editing.
And they see this photo of me when I was fucking 11, looking all badass. They won't want to fuck with me.
Hell yeah.
But let me set this up, though, Christian, because Cody looks like Rick Moranis.
Oh, fuck you.
There is no fucking way he is badass.
Okay. Not anymore.
He just got that look, like, after you tagged him in the nuts last weekend. He's got that.
I got the
him
fire
the
in my eyes.
That was so funny.
With
well,
the fro.
I think Rick Moranis is awesome, dude.
Oh, I fucking love Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis is awesome.
Fucking Spaceballs. Dark Helmet. Oh, God.
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
Fucking love that movie. But, no, with my afro going on here, I'm more Bob Ross looking. Even D-Man's wife said...
No. Oh, my God. Unless this is the guy's name. You know the guy that does the... Fuck, the...
The Happy Trees?
Yes.
Yes, that's Bob Ross.
Okay, all right. That's what I was thinking of. I didn't hear you actually say Bob Ross. I heard something else. So
Christian, all you gotta think of is a 11-year-old Bob Ross looking badass with some foam nunchucks, and that's what that picture is.
Yeah.
You know what else? To complete this picture, you know what you need to do, and I need some support on this.
Okay.
You need to keep with the fro, but you need to get rid of your goatee part and your under the lip part, and then do your mustache. Have it go down the sides like a like a cowboy. Yes. I want the fro and then the mustache that goes down on either side. Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I might be able to work that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to keep letting it grow, though.
I say he goes with like a Miami Vice fucking Florida-style butt tickler. Just fucking straight up fucking fag. That's what you need to go with that afro. It'd be awesome.
A butt tickler, that is rad.
Oh, my God.
What if I don't like butts? What if I like balls, motherfucker?
You already said that you were an ass man before.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Yeah.
I'm trying to act badass here. Come on.
Yeah, dude, that ship
just
has sailed.
You just fucking paid yourself out, you fuck.
Hey, don't make me get my foam nunchucks and fucking nunchuck you in the head. That's right. They're made of foam, so they won't hurt that bad. But they will hurt.
Terrible.
Dude, I never got past my yellow belt in Taekwondo. I just couldn't keep with it, man. I just couldn't do it.
No? Why not?
I got bored of it very quickly. I know it sounds weird, but the forms themselves killed me. I hated it. I absolutely hated it. Free form I'm fine with, but those actual forms are just like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, and... In all seriousness, looking back on it now, it wasn't like I didn't fucking learn anything from it, because that's all it was learning the forms, and there was no practical fucking use for it. There really isn't. Okay. Like jiu-jitsu or Muay Thai or something like that. Okay, cool. But I hear somebody's a fucking black belt in Taekwondo, and I'm just like, whatever, you know.
What's the name of that Israeli martial art that's killer? It's like
Krav Maga.
Yeah, Krav Maga.
Oh, yes.
I'd like to learn that. That would be fun. That would be neat. That'd be a hell of a lot of fun.
Excuse me.
Hey, so Dave?
Yeah.
Dave, we need to get these two together and have them
have sex?
Taekwondo style.
There you go.
Dude, yellow belt.
It doesn't matter.
You do realize,
Wade.
It went white belt, brown belt, yellow belt.
Oh, yes, okay.
Right? Yes. Am I wrong on that one? No, I'm pretty sure it was...
No, it's white belt, yellow belt, brown belt, green belt, red belt. I don't know the rest.
And then red belt, after red belt, it was the mix. It was black-red, and then it was black. Really?
Yeah.
I thought brown was before yellow.
Is,
no, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. Terrible.
You guys are such badasses that it would look like the greatest bitch fight we ever saw. Like,
oh,
that would
be rad.
Completely cool to see.
A couple of dudes hand slapping.
Okay, so.
So, I never did tell you how far I got in martial arts.
I didn't know you were in martial arts. Why didn't you speak up earlier?
Sort of. Well, because you were blabbing. So
I like blabbing.
We were at the meeting. You know, we signed up, we're at the meeting, the guy's there kind of introducing himself, telling us what's going to go on and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The next week, it was apparent he took our money and ran.
Motherfucker.
So that's as far as we got.
Yeah.
So I was totally introductory level. Oh, yeah. And then later we found out that he was going all over the place doing that. Get a shit ton of people sign up, get some money, and then...
Just fucking scoot out of town.
You could tell he knew some martial arts just from some of the stuff he demonstrated, but then, took off.
I'm sure I can do the same thing. I can break a couple boards with my elbow, too.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you can do the same thing as in take people's money and run.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I could do same thing. I can demonstrate, I take my elbow and I hit this piece of pine... That's already been pre-cut, so it just breaks right where
absolutely.
It needs to. All right, give me $50 for this class. Fuck.
I'll give you $50 for your ass.
75.
Done.
Speaking of martial arts, did you guys watch John Wick by chance?
Watch what?
John Wick.
I have not seen John Wick.
No,
I want to see John Wick.
My buddy was posting something about that.
I have seen John Wick.
Probably one of the best fucking martial arts movies I've seen in a long time, man. It's like Gun Kata, man.
I don't know, because I saw, speaking of Keanu Reeves, I saw Keanu Reeves in 47 Ronin. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I saw him in Speed last week.
Dude, this one is
nice.
Fantastic, man.
He's right.
We watched it.
I heard that the reason why he kind of goes on this killing spree is kind of bullshit. But him going on the killing spree is just fucking awesome to see. And from
they go on a killing spree because they killed his fucking dog.
That his ex-wife, or dead wife, gave him. It's kind of bullshit. Like, they just wanted to fucking tug at the heartstrings of the chicks to make them come see this fucking movie. Which is fine by me, whatever, get the fucking people in the theater. But I just want to go see fucking Keanu Reeves kick some goddamn ass.
Oh, dude, I haven't seen him do this level of martial arts, ever. He's amazing in it. He's absolutely amazing.
Now, was there a lot of stunt doubles?
Yeah, he's there to kill, and that's it. And it's just beautiful.
So, Dave asked, is there any stunt double action going on, do you know?
No, he does all of his own stunts, he says. So,
badass.
I'm not kidding.
He seems like a type of person that would. Because he's like, I think of Keanu Reeves and I see him as dedicated to doing what he's doing. That's why he's kind of done some shitty stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, he's never gonna live down Neo, dude. He can't.
No.
He can never live down Neo.
Not at all. That's...
I mean, especially the Matrix sequels, I mean, fuck.
Well, Shep, that stuff is stuck on him like William Shatner's Captain Kirk and Patrick Stewart's Captain Picard and Avery Brooks is fucking Captain Sisko and Kate Mulgrew is fucking Janeway. Yeah, I didn't call her Captain because she's a chick. But, you know, anybody within the Star Trek or Star Wars universe is not who they are. They're who the character that they played. Harrison Ford is. Fuck Harrison Ford. I don't care what movies he's done afterwards, how good he was or whatnot. He's still fucking Han Solo and he shot first, motherfuckers.
He shot first.
No, not according to George Lucas, but fuck that guy. So.
Yeah.
Fuck George Lucas.
Yeah, fuck George Lucas. Sorry, Dave. I feel like we're out nerding you.
Oh, that's going to happen all the time. No, you guys were making those quotes, and I was trying to think of the chick's name that was like, she's always going to be anonymous with porn, and I, fuck, darn total mind blank right now.
Jenna Jameson?
Adrian Thank Rose. You. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
No, I was in mid-thought the whole time. I'm disappointed in myself.
Yeah, how could you? I mean, there's Jenna Jameson, Lisa Ann.
The fuck is Lisa Ann? Oh, who's the old chick that's doing all the lesbian shit with the young girls?
Oh, I don't know.
I got some respect for that bitch.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's gonna take forever.
So.
Lexington Steel.
Oh yeah.
I think I missed something there.
Some Peter North. What
the
fuck?
The very first time I watched porn was with a friend.
That's odd.
That was a weird experience. Yeah.
Which friend was it? Was it Scott or was it Joe?
It was you, dumbass.
It was a guy named Brandon. It was before I met you.
You guys didn't play Ookie Cookie, did you?
That's fucked
no,
up.
No, but we did jerk off together. That was weird.
Nice.
That's odd. Yeah. But hey.
That is weird. That is weird.
No, you know what's creepy? I was,
It's not like we jerked each other off or anything like that. We're just
in
the same room.
Okay, okay. See, no Dutch windmills going on.
See, and that's the fucked up thing, because it obviously wasn't recent, because I'm married, and a married guy would never watch porn. But it was this video.
Oh,
it was talking about, you know, I thought it would be cool. It was supposedly this four-way or something like that. So I'm like, you know, the chicks on the picture looked hot. Well, then the clip comes up. Mm-hmm. And there's just these two dudes sitting on a couch. I'm like, well, okay, I'm guessing maybe the girls come in or something like that. And they just started pulling their shit out and jerking each other. I'm like, I think I clicked on the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I watched it and then I came.
You know, I am okay with gay people having sex. I'm not okay watching it. I know it sounds fucked up, but I just don't enjoy it, man.
No, it's not, Christian, because I am the same exact boat as you.
Well, wait a minute. Are we talking about gay or lesbian? I'll watch two chicks any day.
No, I love lesbian. I love lesbian sex. That shit is hot. But gay sex, I just can't.
It's just,
like,
I don't know.
Male on male, I don't get it, man.
See, us guys, we like
either.
The soft skin, the hairlessness, the, you know, those kind of innocent
curves,
in a way. Curves, yes.
You know,
some
it's,
dude with
it's
his
like
hairy
looking
balls
at,
and shit, it just does nothing.
It's like looking at a fucking late 60s to late 70s Corvette. You look at that fucking car, and you just see the curves and just how fucking sexy it is. You know, it's a fucking woman.
Like a stingray?
Yeah, not at all.
The stingray, exactly. Yeah. Oh, it's so... that's my fucking car, man. And I fucking...
No, I get that.
Love women that are like that. They got the fucking curves and even that little that little
like,
point to them. The little
there's nothing like a Corvette turning another Corvette on its bottom and eating it out.
Exactly.
Ooh.
fucking 69 Corvettes.
Speaking of Corvettes.
I bet if you look that up on the internet, you'll actually find it.
Probably.
I'm sure you're going to find it.
That's true. That's too funny. Were you with me the other day when I watched the video of that dumbass with his Bugatti Veyron just going a little too fast, and then he went off the road and into the little pond?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that.
Talk
Jesus
about...
Christ.
I mean, dude, it's yeah. I'd have just offed myself after that.
Mm-hmm. Or, but maybe you have enough money, you don't give a shit.
Yeah, but, oh man. Or the other one where the guy, he was like this obviously older, middle-aged, I'm balding and kind of fat. And, dude, I think Cody just shit himself. But no, the guy was older, kind of fat, bald, and he was trying to impress some chicks that were on the sidewalk. And he had a, I don't remember the supercar behind him, but there's one behind him in forward.
Mm-hmm.
Dumbass was in reverse.
Oh,
he guns it and backs right into the car behind him.
Jesus Christ,
yep.
He's trying to pull a Fast and Furious 2 shit. Jesus Christ.
Yep, yeah. He let the car in front of him get a little distance, too.
Speaking of Fast and Furious, have you guys seen the trailers for the newest one yet?
No, I don't like them anymore.
Well, I get it, like, Paul Walker died, okay? And he was fucking Fast and Furious. He was in every single one of them. Except for Tokyo Drift. But they just got somebody that looked like him to be in Tokyo Drift. But, I don't know. I find it a little irritating that every time Vin Diesel talks and says something about friends or family, they show Paul Walker. Like, I get it, it's for him. I mean, he fucking, like I said, he died. But at the same time, it's like, okay, we know. Everybody fucking knows. We get it. You don't have to fucking be like, oh, we're not friends, we're family. Boom, Paul Walker. Okay, cool.
Do you know, though, do they kill him in the movie?
Man.
I don't know. I haven't researched it out. Because I don't want to know because I want to watch
it
and see what they do.
Kind of like midget sex. You just want to watch and see what they do.
Okay.
Pretty much every time I watch porn, actually.
You know what? I would like to see a Tesla in a new Fast and Furious. That's what I'd like to see.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. It'll never happen, though. Why? Because it doesn't have a blow-off valve.
Doesn't matter. It's silent. Who cares? That's the whole idea.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, I know. I fucking love Teslas more than anybody. I forgot to put the... I'll put them on today, but there's a couple pictures of a... I went to a local business here in town, and... I was in there for a while and came out. When I came out, there's a fucking red Tesla parked right next to me. And I was like, that's fucking badass. Now, I was putting my daughter into the car and had to make sure that she wasn't going to slam the door open and hit the fucking Tesla. So I had to, like, stand there holding the door, making sure she just, like, squoze into the 5-inch gap that I gave her so she wouldn't fucking hit the Tesla.
But, see, if you had hit the Tesla, then you could have talked to the owner, apologized. He'd probably let you sit in it. Just saying.
True.
So you kind of fucked yourself. But I need to pull out my dick here in a way to kind of do a dick measuring. Has any of you heard of a Pantera?
Oh, yeah.
The
1970s.
I had a poster of that car in my room for fucking ever, man.
Yeah.
I love Pantera.
I got to drive it.
Damn.
So, just throwing that out there. Yeah, my dick just grew about 10 inches.
Nice.
No, several years ago, some guy... some guy wrecked it, and it actually just had a small bit of quarter panel damage. You know how much it was to repair that? Like, maybe... $1,000 on a normal car, over $10,000 for this car.
Jesus.
But dude, just sitting in it, just revving the engine, oh, I came. Like, 3 or 4 times.
Goddamn.
Okay,
there's a fucking car.
You don't know what a Pantera
guy down
is,
the road. There's a guy down the road from me that has a fucking DeLorean.
Oh, that's fucking badass.
Those are badass cars.
He cruises around in a fucking DeLorean all summer long. I'm like, yes!
Wait a minute.
Awesome,
you know what? There's a dude that drives around here with one.
I think it's the same guy.
Probably.
The engines in those DeLoreans can't even reach 88 miles an hour.
I know that.
People are like, I'm not kidding. Dude, I've driven in a DeLorean. Trust me. They're not that... I mean,
they're gutless
fun.
V6.
But, dude, it's got nothing behind it, man. Nothing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but if you...
It's, has the power of a Fiero, man. The Fiero is running. Little Iron Duke.
No, but the flux capacitor is what makes it haul ass.
Yeah.
Among other things.
No, sorry. I looked at the Pantera. Yeah, that's a badass fucking car.
Yeah.
And I put it away.
I love that car.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey, let us do our first segment of the night here.
No! Okay.
Okay. Let's do Innocent Creepy Stalker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, Cody is an Innocent Creepy Stalker.
So, last time we did mainly men for women. Let's do some women for men. See how creepy Innocent or Stalker they are. Ooh.
Well, fucking women are way creepier than dudes.
Let's see. I just pulled one up called True Love.
Ooh.
Women for Men, 32. Is it so much to be asked to be noticed, to be loved, to be needed, to be wanted? You bend over backwards for all the people you know and love just to be noticed when they need something from you. Is there really anything real out there anymore? Or just convenient. It's so easy to find a FWB, but nearly impossible to find something real and meaningful. WTF.
Yeah, screw this bitch. I'd rather go get a cheeseburger.
Yep.
Okay, she is not innocent, creepy, nor stalker. She is 450 pounds. And
yeah, and she really needs to have sex.
Yeah.
Just straight crazy.
Yeah.
She's like Christian. It's easy for her to find sex, but it's not easy for her to find love and true love the way she wants it. Fuck.
Which is...
You mean like Fifty Shades of Grey kind of true love, or are we talking about...
Yeah, Fifty Shades of Grey. You're going to fuck her until she loves you.
Do you got to keep her tied up the entire time, is my question.
Absolutely.
Okay,
you
good.
Keep her tied up so she loses weight. Don't feed her. Don't feed her.
So she... That's fucking awesome.
Okay.
Oh, you goofy bastards.
Okay. Let's see here. Oh, this name someone. I'm going to do another. I didn't like that last one, so I'm going to do another one here. It's called Mike at the Comet Saturday Night. Women for Men. You joined my group at our booth, but we didn't get to talk too long. Just throwing it out there. I'd love to hang out again. I'll give you another terrible shot recommendation. Promise. Okay. If I was Mike, I wouldn't be contacting this bitch. She already told me fucking drink the shot. That was horrible.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
She's also basically saying...
I'm going to say stalker. I'm going to say stalker because she probably wanted to put fucking GHB in his drink so she could take him home and fucking... tie him up and shit.
You know, he's got a point.
Maybe that's why it was a terrible shot, because it didn't work for her.
She's the type of chick that puts GHB in her own drink.
Yeah. That's why she had to post it on Craigslist. Okay, so Dave, what do you think?
Great. I was going to go creepy, but I have to agree with the man. That's stalkerish, because you know what she's trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Christian, how do you say? How do you say?
I say that as a bit stalkerish, but somebody that is very close to me has had GHB in the past, who is female, and they love it. So I don't know.
Huh. Well,
I can't tell for certain.
But what if the shot?
Wait. You mean that this person has taken GHB
and loved it,
and they like it?
Yes.
Jesus.
Love it.
I'm getting a phone call from work.
Should we put him on?
No.
Yeah.
So.
Oh fuck.
Okay.
We'll be dead silent, man.
No, I don't. I don't need that to go on the air.
Okay.
I'll call him back. Fuck it. So, I don't know. With that one,
well, you got to understand, too, if it was a bad-tasting shot,
stalkery.
She very
that
well could have
very
pissed
very
in it.
Little.
That's true. That's pretty stalkerish.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you guys have convinced me to agree with you. It's pretty pretty stalkerish. Okay. We are moving on to Men for Men.
Ooh, Men for Men.
Men for Men.
Men for Men.
Creepy!
Already. We've already passed innocent. It's creepy now. Ooh,
there's no innocence.
This is a long one.
Do it in your best flamboyant voice.
So, guys. Oh, hold on. I got a cord wrapped up all around me.
Just Cody fucking talking like that's creepy as fuck.
Oh, shit.
So,
Cody's the kind of guy that will hang himself by his dick.
Shut up. Okay. Listen. This one is called Hot Security Guard. Men for Men. 20.
You know you were once a security guard. I'm just saying.
That's why I picked it.
Nice.
Hey there. I was visiting my friend in the hospital yesterday evening. And while a friend and I were waiting for another friend of ours to get out of the room, I noticed you, a nice, tall, toned, and handsome young man of a security guard behind the reception desk. And while my friend and I were talking, I noticed you looking my direction. I waved to you, and you waved back. And I thought you gave me a wink, or something of the sort, maybe. I could be wrong. I noticed when you walk away, you had a very nice toned and very perky butt. Very nice. Ha ha. I tried to see your name on your name tag, but you were walking by too fast. You were tall, maybe like 6'2", had facial hair, I assume brown eyes, and again toned, very toned. To prove you are real, put the name of the hospital I was at in the subject line, and write what I was wearing that day, and maybe a pic, so I know really for sure you're real.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's fucking creepy as fuck, man.
That's
Ooh. Creepy
levels. But, you know what would be interesting? We could actually look up online where this guy is from, figure out where the closest hospital is.
We're not about to track these people down, goddammit.
Why not? Why can't we be stalkers? We're reading about other people being creepy.
No,
because
that's what I'm trying to say, is that this guy is a stalker. So we could actually track this guy down.
So you're going stalker on this one.
Well, see, I'm saying that this is creepy as the beginning of this guy being a stalker. I think he's on his way to being a stalker, and he's just kind of starting this whole process. So he's starting out creepy, but this guy's going to be a stalker.
Well, then we need to stop it, right? So we need to figure out where this guy's.
That's a good point.
Christian.
We need to do a stalker intervention.
Christian, you're not the NSA. Stop it.
Sorry.
Wade, what say you?
That is creepy as shit, and we need to get this guy on, like Christian says, and we need to have a whole stalker show. I can get Missy on. She stalked me a while. We can get this guy on to stalk Cody because he was a security guard and has nunchucks.
Foam.
You know.
Question,
foam. Nunchucks. What?
You know, I've been stalked. Have you guys been stalked?
Kind of, briefly.
Briefly?
Not really.
It was a short period of time.
Well, explain.
Sorry, no.
Okay,
no.
I was just staring at him like,
no, sorry.
Come on.
No, it was just a girl that was at work that liked what I was bringing, and it was a few weeks, and I just kind of was like, you know, I'm married, and you're kind of ugly, and I would never facefuck you either, and so then she was like, well, I'm sorry if you noticed, like, I guess she was going to like my Facebook pages and
so
copying pictures and shit. And
you would not get any snaps of that?
Huh? Oh.
No?
I have a feeling it would be hairy as fuck, for one. Even probably all around the back door, and I need them bald and beautiful.
Okay. Hairy nipples.
Silence. Hairy, what?
Hairy nipples.
Yeah, okay. This
brings
up a story.
Does that turn you off?
Oh, hell yeah. So, okay, many, many moons ago, a buddy of mine, we were up, you know, partying up in the hills,
mm-hmm.
and this chick that every one of us wanted to bone, perfect ass, perfect tits, well, he finally got got in there, right? And so I guess they were doing their thing one night. He comes back the next day freaking out. He's like, dude, I went down to get me some nipple suckage, and I came out flossing my teeth.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure he was exaggerating, just like the size of his dick, but still. I would pluck right there, dude. I'd be like, hold on, chick. Punk, punk, punk. And then we'll go from there.
Let me pull out the tweezers real quick. Yeah.
So.
Christian, what was your stocking
story? Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's not that interesting, man.
We're all ears.
That's why shits.
You can embellish to make it a better story.
Okay. Every time.
No. My ex-wife, she still stalks me to this day.
Current stalker.
Because I keep my Facebook profile public. I don't give a fuck. I mean, privacy is already dead, so screw it. I don't care. She still stalks me to this day. But what's really interesting, she used to drive by my... I had to move in with my parents after we got divorced, right? Mm. So she would drive back and forth, like, fucking for an hour. Just looking at me. I could see her right there. And she would just keep driving back and forth like she was going to fucking kill me.
So wait, now, my question would be to you, Christian, is why were you standing at the window for an hour staring out of it?
Well, because... We have a porch. And I used to smoke out on the porch and just smoke and, you know, maybe have a drink. And, you know, that's kind of what you did. You
sat out on the porch having your me time.
See what your neighbors are doing.
Yeah. Okay. But, that I understand.
But I'm in full view of the street and I could see the street. And I could see her driving past all the fucking time. But the really interesting part is that she was trying to blame or trying to reverse the roles, saying that I was stalking her, and I never even fucking talked to her after we got divorced.
God damn it, Christian, you were looking at me when I was looking at you.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I was driving by your house all innocently 100 times, and you looked at me when I did it, you stalking bastard.
Like I said, no, dude, it's not that interesting, man. It's just stupid stalker shit.
That's fucking crazy. I dated a girl that stalked herself and tried to blame it on me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Pretty much. That's how that works.
Well, no. I seriously dated this girl. Her.
You did too.
Yeah. So what happened was is after we broke up, I caught her with another dude.
Bitch.
And I have some stories about him too that are awesome, but. Anyways, after we broke up and everything, like a few months later, the cops show up at my house and they're like, okay, are you stalking so-and-so and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, at the time I was in college for commercial arts and I was doing computer design and stuff. And she had made a graphic, a real shitty graphic, by the way, of like a knife through a heart or something like that, and like I'm watching you. I'm like, that's horrible. Like I wouldn't even do that graphic. It was so shitty. But anyways, they're like, yeah, since you're in computer or whatever, and maybe it's you and all this shit. Well, they found out later on that it was actually her planting this stuff and blaming it on random guy.
Wow.
Oh damn.
That is fucked up, right?
That's a bitch.
Pussy pass.
Cray cray as fuck.
Don't say cray cray again, please. That's not cool.
Dude, if a guy was doing that, okay, so let's reverse the rules here. If a guy were doing that to a girl, you'd be like, what the fuck? Right?
Oh, yeah,
okay,
big time.
Girl doing this, but it's not okay for guys to do it. It's just, man, it's very, very odd to me, man. It really is. It's a very strange thing that I've noticed. It's a common occurrence. It feels like authoritarian feminism is tending to be the norm, rather than like it almost never happens type shit.
Yeah, it's
weird.
Along the same lines, it's kind of like the same thing as well, men don't get raped.
Yes, I do. I was raped in the military. Are you kidding me?
By a woman.
Oh, we got to tell that story.
No, I'm saying that women don't rape men. That's the consensus because.
No,
we joke all the time. Oh well, men, you can't rape the willing, right? Well, you got to have a hard on in order for a woman to have sex with a woman. I mean, fucking biology 101, right?
I could get hard on if the breeze was right. So
yeah, no, it's true.
Same here.
All they got to do is start doing the right things downtown, and you're still going to pop up whether you want it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're going to do what they're going to do, and it was just a very interesting article that I read the other day about this, and basically it was, like you were saying, it's attacking the social norm of it. There were a bunch of people, a bunch of men, who'd claimed to have been raped by women, but everybody pretty much just laughed it off, like, ha ha ha, you know, you can't fucking rape the willing.
What
but
is that? Why do we do that as a society? Why do we laugh that shit off? That's what confuses me about society itself. That is very confusing.
Well, I think that's
one person getting hurt different from another person getting hurt.
Well, I think what it is, it's the basis of men are physically more domineering than women, right? Like, that's just always kind of been there.
That's not necessarily true either. It just, men tend to make themselves bigger than they actually are. I feel that about...
Yeah, wait till you guys see my fucking karate photo.
No, remember what I was saying before? I said my dick was 10 inches.
Yeah, Cody. Right there, man. You were begging for somebody to rape you there. You were like, God damn it, I'm so hot.
I'm such a badass, rape me.
I'm hot, I'd fuck me. Would you fuck me?
Me.
But no, seriously, man. We tend to be bigger than we actually are. And it's a very odd dynamic.
Well, and part of the article,
try to make themselves bigger than they actually are, just come out as noisy and obnoxious for some weird reason.
And
I'm trying to figure out society, man.
Part of what the article spoke on was, okay, well, one, he was basically blackout drunk, and two, if he had pushed her off and then she could have claimed, oh, well, he was trying to rape me, and look, I have bruises to prove it. You know, so you're stuck in this quandary of, okay, I don't want this, but if I resist and I end up hurting her, she could very easily come back and say, well, no, he tried to rape me, look, I have proof.
Well, that's why you offer.
Yeah, but, you know,
well,
you're in a committed
relationship.
That was a joke.
That sounded really serious. I didn't mean that.
But, see, again, Dave, from the get-go, we know is for rape.
Jesus Christ.
So
it's
going to be...
No, I'm not for rape. Don't believe a word he says.
Are you a raper, Dave?
I am
Dave
not.
Is a raper. I have you to cover my butthole every time I come over here.
Wank, I ain't going to lie. I've taken advantage of some pizzas at some times. Those pizzas didn't last long. No. But, you know...
So you are of the raping for pizzas. Not for
sure,
women or midgets
sure.
or ghosts.
I'll eat them against their will. But no, I'm not into rape. But going back to this weird-ass society thing, I got to... Okay, wait, hold up. My rant. This is where it is.
Okay, bring it.
All right. Goddamn society, which, by the way, is a great cover by Eddie Vedder. Anyway, so, this brings up the whole point, why people laugh at men getting raped. Right, we just assume women are the delicate little flowers, and, you know, like you were saying before, men in general are kind of the dominant, or the more masculine, whatever the fuck it is. So they'll overlook
Our
a guy getting raped, right? They'll laugh at that.
Yeah.
And, now, as we've discussed before, I'm not a racist, nothing like that, but here's what pisses me off. That whole shit that went down in Florida, right? The whole everyone saying that security guard guy killed that black innocent kid who was doing nothing wrong.
Oh, the neighborhood watch guy.
Right.
Yes, yes.
But, see, here's what they also were talking about, which got like 2 seconds of... Actually, no, it was on a radio show I was listening to, or a podcast, and I looked it up as true. So, yeah, I don't know, it was like the next state over in a college dorm. These black guys broke into this white kid's dorm, killed him. Nobody gives a shit.
No, of course not.
Nobody gives a shit. They just broke in. They didn't think he was there. The white guy woke up, startled him, they shot and killed him. Nobody gives a shit.
Are you joking? New York just celebrated having 12 days of not killing somebody in
Holy
their
shit.
Entire city.
That's fucking amazing.
Wow.
Why is that amazing? Why the fuck are we killing each other?
Exactly.
Because it's New York City.
Whatever happened to
when you have that many fucking people in that small of an area with as many egos as runs around New York City as I can only imagine.
But what about the good old days? You know, you and another dude, you have a disagreement, you smack each other around, you pick each other up, then you go have a beer.
You say, good day, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, we've been saying this for 20 years, though, man. And it does happen. It does happen quite a lot. But, dude, I've literally been saying this for 20 years. What's happened to just beating each other up and then being friends? Or mm-hmm. not even just being friends, but just tolerating each other. I mean, it just
yeah.
never happens anymore, man. We always have to go to extremes. And it's fucked up.
Yeah,
I think what it is, I think what it is they have made it to where if you and I get into a fight, Christian, somebody's going to jail. So instead of letting
That's
out
true.
Those little tiny rages and stuff and letting it go at that, and
we just call the popo.
Bottle it up, and then we blow up and we do stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, dude, you know what my rage is? My rage is putting my fist through the wall. That is my rage. That is
yeah.
me. That's all. I don't hit somebody. I don't fucking do any of that stuff. I put my fist through the wall.
Would you consider yourself a nerd, Christian?
Me?
Yes.
Am I a nerd?
Yes.
Yes, I am an absolute nerd.
Okay.
I am an absolute nerd.
Did you grow up watching a lot of Star Wars and Star Trek and just sci-fi in
dude,
general?
I watched Star Wars, Star Trek. I watched a lot of fucking B movies. Watched a lot of action flicks. I watched a lot of man. I
like Excitebike.
I like
Wrong
Excitebike
time.
Too.
Well, my point is because I think that is part of inherently being a nerd is, yes, we have nerd rage. That's right. It's fucking nerd rage because I've done that myself. I put my fucking foot through walls, my fist through walls, just pissed off at anything because I don't want to hurt anybody else, but I'm mad enough that I want to hurt not myself, but I want to break something.
Yeah, but you got your hand pretty far up my ass. That was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yes, well...
You didn't have
you
to grab onto
going.
My organs, asshole.
You said keep going.
Did I show you the video of the
no,
chick being fisted by the other chick and you could see her pushing her stomach up and shit?
I don't want to see that.
Why not?
I don't want to see that shit.
Dude, you are homo,
no.
aren't you? A
All
chick
right.
fisting... I mean, she had passed her elbow up
oh,
into
Jesus.
That cooch.
Oh, my God. So, anyways...
You guys see the football one?
No. I saw the one man, one jar.
Hell yeah.
Okay. I think that inherently being a true nerd means that you don't truly want to hurt anybody else. Because I feel the same way. Like, this shit doesn't make any sense. Now, what changed that for me, in a sense, is that I have a wife and I have two kids. I have a son and a daughter. And if anybody fucking decides right. that they want to come to my house and fuck with my family, guess what? They're getting either two to the chest and one to the head, or they're getting a fucking shotgun blast to the chest. So, but that's under different circumstances. As far as every day getting along with each other, excuse me, yeah, it makes absolutely no sense. Why does all this drama? That's how I view it. Why does drama always have to incorporate fucking everything? Can't we just get in there, figure out the best way to fucking do it, and then get it done?
We're emotional beings, man.
Yeah,
I understand that, but at the same time, fucking put your emotions aside. Fucking go to your therapist. I don't fucking care. Just don't talk. Come to me with it.
Right. But nobody likes being told that they're doing something wrong. Nobody likes being told that they're either too short, too fat, too fucking.
Why do you gotta describe Wade so perfectly?
Nothing.
I love it.
What?
I said why? I love how you described Wade so perfectly, short and fat.
Wade's a sexy bitch. Fuck you. No, dude. Nobody likes being told that their feelings are wrong. Nobody likes being
mm-hmm.
told that any of this shit. They don't like being told it. So that's where this violence stems from.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, is that they don't know how to handle it. And
do you think it's
somewhere along the line, everything got fucked up, and I don't know what.
Do you think it is a?
I don't know how to fix it.
A combination of narcissism and idealism.
Well, narcissism is a huge, huge thing.
Oh, yes.
Especially now, with the advent of the internet, man. Even what we're doing right now. I mean,
it's
if you want to get down to it.
Yeah, it's a form of narcissism, for sure.
Yeah.
But
so
I see it.
Depends on how you look at it.
But
especially with as many listeners as we have, how much we hear ourselves talk and nobody else does.
Oh, fuck you, Wade.
I love messing with you, Cody.
In the context of this, and I've addressed it a little bit before, for myself, I'll ask Dave here in a second, but why I wanted to do this was because I thought I could be entertaining. I thought I could be successful, and
clearly that ship has sailed.
Idea.
Fucking A.
Dude,
but here we are. And so, and also, I just really, I want a fucking in-home nanny, a full-time fucking nanny. I just want to get the fuck off work, come home, say hi to the kids, and go the fuck upstairs and either go to sleep or play some goddamn video games. Come downstairs when it's time for dinner.
You're not going to throw masturbation anywhere into the mix?
Well, no, that's afterwards, after dinner. I like to have a full belly then on.
Well, how far is your drive home? You could probably snap one off in that time.
You know, there's the bridge and everything. It's
so?
Yeah.
Hard to concentrate. If you have the big cock you claim, why not show it?
It's true.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not as narcissistic as I thought. I don't want to show off my big cock.
You're not, man. That's just it. All you want to do is just make your voice be heard and let the world know who you really are and how you really feel about things. And that's a cool thing, man. That's
absolutely
a really cool thing. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what the internet's all for, man. It really is.
Hell yeah.
We all are a tad narcissistic, no matter how you look at it.
It's the extreme narcissism that's become the problem. But let me ask Dave, why do you want to do this podcast?
Pretty much for the exact reasons that was just described. That and I'm ADD and I get bored all the fucking time. This gives me something to do.
Well, this takes a lot of balls, you know. This takes a lot of balls to crack a mic with dead air space, and you got to be the person that feels it. And it takes a lot of balls, and I applaud you guys for just, like, putting yourselves out there the way you have and saying, hey, you know what, we're going to do this, and come hell or high water, it doesn't matter who's listening or what's listening, we're just going to do it because that's what we want to do. And that's for the right reasons. It's when you have an agenda like fucking Rush fucking Limbaugh and those cocksuckers, they come on and they fucking try to push their beliefs on other people. That's when it becomes like that extreme narcissism and that bullshit where, but how many people we can fuck today, ladies and gentlemen, you know? Fuck.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing. It comes from all sides, too, man. It's not just Rush Limbaugh. I mean, Rachel Maddow, she's guilty of it. Fucking, dude, left, right, doesn't matter, dude.
See,
they're all the same thing.
I hear those fucking
absolutely
names, and all I think about is drama. So anything that they're saying, that they're preaching, I don't even fucking know, because all I hear is drama, drama, drama. I'm like, ah, fuck that, I'm staying away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we're literally living in the most peaceful time in history, man. Literally living in the
this
most
very true
peaceful time in history. And all that people can fucking talk about is the worst shit that's going on. Nobody's talking about the good stuff. Nobody is. Absolutely
not unless you
no
live
one
in Canada.
Well, and part of it too, especially when you get into the entertainment world, more drama equals more money, more ratings. Plain and simple. And this has been going on for so long that that's just kind of what we're forming to. A lot of these TV shows, serious TV shows, it's nothing but bullshit drama, and that's what keeps viewers.
Look at Breaking Bad.
Yes.
Yep.
Dude. Look at Hell on Wheels. I love Hell on Wheels.
I don't like Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. Oh, yeah.
More than anything on. Seriously, that show pisses me off more than anything else. My buddies, they love it. They love that show. I fucking hate it. But I have to watch it because I need to keep up with what they're watching, because I still care about those fuckers. So,
fuck you too.
Your selflessness is admirable there, Christian.
No, man, seriously, it's getting to a point now where we are loving stupidity. We are wrapping ourselves around the stupidity that is us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not doing the intelligent thing, and you know, just getting rid of that part of us. I don't know. It's weird.
When I hear that in relation to like TV, I automatically think reality shows.
Mm,
I mean, that
really?
That is us living in our stupidity right there.
Well, and you do know most reality shows are scripted.
Oh, very much.
To a point.
Camera for that, man.
But I think that's why, personally, I like The Walking Dead. I love Breaking Bad. I love Hell on Wheels. Funny enough, they're all...
Why would you love Walking Dead? I'm curious, because they are literally creating their own exposition. They are creating their own problems in it. And it's dumb. And these people have no fucking survival skills. At all. None. Zero.
I
have more survival skills in my little pinky than these guys have in their entire groups. I'm like, what the fuck?
It was... this is where I'm at.
Walking Dead ran by Christian Anderson.
This is where I'm at with Walking Dead, respectively. I got to the second or third episode in the latest season, which was the fifth season?
Yes.
Okay. Basically, right up to where they met the preacher. And they got to the church.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't watch after that, because you kind of hit... on some of the spots, like they're just doing it to themselves, and but up until then they weren't, not really, not the way I saw it.
Yes,
like,
they were.
Getting to the prison. Okay, the prison was not their fault. That was all the governor. They were fat. They were happy. Yeah, the governor fucking captured some of their people. And what do you got? You gonna just leave him to the governor? No, the fucking Rick has got to go in there and fucking kick some ass and find Carl and fucking take care of it. Well, then the governor always has to come back with a fucking tank and chop some people's heads off. So that I don't see as spoilers for every. By the way, for anybody who's not caught up.
Yeah, that was an extreme spoiler alert.
Yeah, I've never watched it.
Oh, okay,
so
sorry, Dave.
Off Herschel's, I mean, somebody's head.
When he really should have cut off Michonne's, I mean... Yeah, so...
Okay, first off, why was the governor even trying to recruit these people in the first place? We never understood that. Ever. We don't understand why they're trying to trap these people in the first place. Why the fuck would you do that?
Because the governor's fucking crazy, dude.
Anyone in politics is crazy. That's
no
reality or
That's
not.
That's what I'm trying to say, man.
Because they needed a... antagonist. They needed a fucking antagonist. And who's going to be more crazier than that dude who fucking keeps his zombified daughter locked up in his fucking room with fucking zombie heads and fish tanks? That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that is pretty fucking crazy.
Minus the zombie heads, though.
Right,
even if you had a hot daughter,
like
wouldn't you lock her up?
Dude, she was like 10.
Oh, dude, that's fucked up. I didn't know. I've never seen it. All right, never mind.
But dude, somebody like that would never be in control of a society. Seriously, they would be destroyed before they even got to
No,
the
but
door.
you got to look at it from their perspective. The world has ended and nobody knew about his daughter. Nobody knew about the fish heads except
the
for maybe that one guy.
Ended.
That one
they
guy.
They're still alive.
Do what?
The world has not ended. They are still alive.
They are still alive,
there.
But society,
still
their world as they know it has
of millions
collapsed.
Of people on the planet.
Okay, I disagree with you, Christian, and this is why. All we gotta say is Adolf fucking Hitler. Somebody like that comes into power, and people like that kind of shit because those people are dramatic enough to hold the attention
mm-hmm.
of fucking retards.
Mm-hmm.
However, Christian's
Adolf Hitler was not a retard. He was actually a genius.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is
he
held the attention of retards. he held the attention of retards. That's what I'm telling you. Like he was good at it. He was good at holding the attention of retards, and Jews were not stupid like most of the people that were around. And that's why he wanted them killed. But no.
Okay.
But I think that Christian's right on this essence that many stupid people wouldn't be left because the strong survive, not the trailer trash.
It's true.
Just follow me like the governor.
It's true.
And just to back up just a little bit, just so you know, I'm not some white Aryan asshole.
Well, what?
I think Adolf Hitler was a very intelligent, smart man.
No,
he knew exactly what the fuck he was doing.
He was. He just uses his intelligence in the wrong way.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Just like what you're saying, to control that many people, to get so many people to follow him like that, he was incredibly intelligent and smart.
Have to be.
But at the same time, a complete fucking
idiot.
Well,
and he can get... Dude, if you listen to his speech at the Olympics, dude, that's a brilliant speech. That was a brilliant speech. That was awesome. Not to mention that was the first time fucking satellite was ever used, but...
Yep.
Dude, I mean, my God. Absolutely amazing speech.
See, and I'm...
And,
I'm kind of a nerd just on a completely different scale. Because, like, the movie Contact, okay?
Yeah.
That was the Hitler transmission is what got sent back to him. Because it was the first thing that ever went out of space, so... I understood that part.
Okay, wait. Hold up. It was the first time they used a satellite?
It was the first transmission
that
went out into space.
Broadcast.
Yes.
Oh, it was sent out on...
Right,
radio waves,
see,
basically.
Right, but it still went out all over the universe. And then it got to, well, it's going to get to everywhere, but Vega got it, and Vega sent us back, basically saying, hey, we heard you. They have no idea what it means.
No.
The Vegans.
Yeah.
Or are they vegans?
Yeah, either way.
And now they're here with
it's
us.
It's actually approaching a new galaxy at this point.
So, you said we're approaching a new one?
The signal is.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's crazy.
I have to say, though, the first time I saw a galaxy through a scope was pretty badass.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this conversation took a turn that I didn't think it was going to take.
I'm sorry, dude.
No, don't. Christian, do not be sorry. This is awesome. I fucking love it. I just wanted to point out that this is what you get with our show. Just random talk, bullshit, love it.
That's why I feel so comfortable doing this, man.
Hey, hold on real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But we're right over an hour now. And I think...
Okay, I think I'm back.
We're going to go ahead and end it for today.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So
we got nothing out there. We got none of our agendas except for creepy soccer, whatever. And I think we were supposed to talk about video games.
Oh yeah, we were. But you know what?
You know what? I have to drop in.
I think, Christian, that this just gives you an excuse to come back to talk about video games.
Oh yeah, dude. I'm all for it, man. I am a gamer, and I have been gaming for a long time now. So
long time.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Fucking beautiful. Let me ask you real quick, Christian. How old are you?
I am 35.
35, okay.
Nice.
He's
a more mature man like myself.
I was just curious because as long as I can remember, I've always had a television and a game console in my room. And
spoiled asshole.
Well, you know. When you know how to suck up.
Up until I was about 5, I didn't have a video game console until I was about 5. My first one was a ColecoVision.
Nice. mine was a original Nintendo, playing Zelda and fucking Duck Hunt and Mario and shit.
Nice.
Fuck
oh,
yeah.
So
even had the gun and everything. But,
very cool.
I love going to my cousin's house because he had the Atari.
Atari 2600,
yep.
Bitch. Right up there with you, man.
Man, you all were like 2-pixel bullshit. I was up in the 8 pixels.
But you know what?
8 megs.
I still enjoy playing this game where you have the bunch of shit up top and you
Excite
just have
bike?
The bar that goes back and forth and you just hit the ball. You make put the bar in the... I don't know what that's called. It's one of the most simple, basic game.
Breakout.
I still love that shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Breakout. Oh, that's what you're talking about. Okay.
But all right, we will continue this
man,
discussion next time you're on, Christian, which will hopefully be soon. I just like to keep it at about an hour, nice and light,
heck yeah,
easy listening,
kind of like his masturbation time.
That's right,
about an hour.
Yeah.
Depends on what I'm watching.
True.
So, Wade, thank you for introducing us to Christian.
And thank you very much.
Christian, thank you for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Dude, thank you, man. It was awesome meeting you guys, too, man.
Fuck
all
yeah.
Right, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later.
All right, man.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, and this
concludes
today.
Yes.
Find us on Facebook.
Facebook, Roscoe's, H-O-C dot, I don't know. I was going somewhere.
You're so close. Roscoe's House of Chips, just give us a Google. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And email us, Roscoe's, H-O-C at gmail.com. We're still
looking for suggestions for our
Are You Man Enough segment.
Oh, yeah.
So, shoot us some ideas on Facebook.
Don't shoot us, but shoot us some ideas.
Tell me how much you love the fro.
Good Lord. We'll put that on there tonight. He's stroking it right now.
Right now. I'm just petting it.
Stroking.
It's like a tiger, just ready to pounce.
Is it toit like a tiger?
So thank you, guys.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed. Let us know. This is Chody.
D-Man.
Did you steal that?